a clear indication of an opening of the door for dialogue, for constructive dialogue to move forward in improving relations between the UK, the EU, and Zimbabwe. And that's quite positive. It is an indicator that the Zimbabwe authorities should seize this opportunity to take the necessary measures to have those sanctions completely removed on the basis of clear steps towards democracy and human rights, and not on the basis of rhetoric and propaganda, which is not matched by action on the ground.
But Harare is alleging that Britain and her allies are actually responsible for the economic crisis because of these so-called targeted sanctions.
Well, that is, with all due respect to the global authorities, mere propaganda. It's rhetoric. It's false. It's not true, because there are no economic or trade sanctions at all against Zimbabwe. It is on record that these sanctions are targeted on individuals and have no impact in terms of the economy of Zimbabwe or trade. And we know, as the EU has clearly said, that the arms embargo against the Zimbabwe defense industry has nothing to do with the economic performance of Zimbabwe. The reality, blessing, is that it is rampant corruption, the state capture, the cartels in Zimbabwe, the looting of resources, command agriculture resources. That is what has led to the collapse of the Zimbabwean economy. Not this propaganda lies by ZANU-PF that it is the so-called sanctions.